Thanks, Carola. Thanks, Ilaria. Thanks, Radio Papesse. I'm very happy to be here. And what I'm going to present you today, it's an extract of a radio show that South Radio produced for IFA Gallery in Berlin. Actually, the curator, Ella Sept, invited us to make a radio show each 4 months about specific issues she launched us. And in this case, the work was a response to the concept of Glissant tout le monde. And starting from this, I wrote a radio show. And today I'm going to present it with some works, audio works we included in this radio show. Probably just two words about South Radio. South Radio is a platform on sound and radio art that initiated in 2012 with Younes Babali, who is a Moroccan artist. Very briefly, actually, we realized that when we speak about sound art, it's mainly men west scene. And of course, it's not like this. So we really wanted to create a space, virtual space on the web, but also physical spaces during with the listening sessions, meetings, workshops, to encourage an exchange between different geographical scenes in sonic practices. So, the name of my intervention is To Be or Not To Be, While in the Middle, the Becoming.
Hi, it's my mother.
Everyone is called Mohamed is an audio work from Moroccan artist Younes Babali. In Muslim culture, Mohamed, the name of the prophet, is used to address a male you don't know.
Hi, it's Mohamed.
What does it mean to identify with one common name?
Hi, it's Mohamed.
More generally, I would like to ask you, what are you thinking of if I say the word identity? Something fixed or fluid? Static or mobile? I'll give you time to think over it as we listen to an excerpt of In the Gap, a 2014 production by Danish sound artist Hannibal Andersen. In the Gap, Hannibal Andersen musically explores the process of identification in the sonic experience he had. How about you? What are you identifying with right now?
Thank you.
Which adjectives would you use to identify yourself? Are they the same as 10 years ago? Are you sure they will always be the same? No, you are not listening to a radio therapy on self-help. You are listening to Be or Not to Be, while in the middle, the becoming. Now, I let you hear, untitled, A Stranger, the Water and What I Am, the recording of a performance I realized in 2012 in the streets of London. By the way, the voice you are listening to is the one of Anna Raimondo. I am Anna Raimondo. I'm 31 years old. I'm white. I'm Italian. I'm Mediterranean. I'm European. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a girlfriend. I'm monogamous. I'm unmarried. I'm a woman. I'm a feminist. I'm a Buddhist. I'm an artist. I'm a casual worker. I'm middle class. I'm cold. I am wet. Untitled A Stranger, the Water and What I Am is a performance led by one instruction. Invite a stranger in the street to splash me with water for each definition I give of myself. To me, each definition is a limitation, a frontier in itself, and I wanted to transform them into something liquid. As the academic Maria Inigo Clavo points out, post-structuralist feminist theories defend a shifting, mobile, portable idea of identity in opposition to classic quest for being. In reaction to classic psychological theories, post-structuralist feminism demonstrates how fixed categories are symptoms of pathology, while strength and health sit on the side of the lack of definition. Now, I would like you to listen to Agrado's monologue in the film Todo sobre mi madre, by Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar. I say it well, okay, yes.
Por causa ajena a su voluntad, dos de las actrices que diariamente triunfan sobre este escenario hoy no pueden estar aquí. Pobrecilla. Así que se suspende la función. A los que quieran se les devolverá el dinero de la entrada, pero a los que no tengan nada mejor que hacer, y para una vez que venía al teatro, es una pena que os vayáis. Si os quedáis, yo prometo entreteneros contando la historia de mi vida. Adiós, lo siento, ¿eh? Si les aburro, ah, como que roncan, así. Yo me cojo enseguida y para nada eres mi sensibilidad, ¿eh? De verdad. Me llaman la agrado, porque toda mi vida solo he pretendido hacerle la vida agradable a los demás. Además de agradable, soy muy auténtica. Miren qué cuerpo. Todo hecho a medida. Rasgado de ojos, 80.000. Nariz, 200. Tiras a la basura porque un año después me la pusieron así de otro palizón. Ya sé que me da mucha personalidad, pero si llego a saberlo, no me la toco. Continúo. Teta, 2. Porque no soy ningún monstruo. 70 cada una. Pero estas las tengo ya súper amortizadas. Silicona en...
¿Dónde?
Labio, frente, pómulo, cadera y culo. El litro cuesta unas 100.000, así que echa las cuentas porque yo ya la he perdido. Limadura de mandíbula, 75.000. Depilación definitiva en láser, porque la mujer también viene del mono. Bueno, tanto o más que el hombre, 60.000 por sesión. Depende de lo barbúa que uno sea, lo normal es de 2 a 4 sesiones. Pero si eres folclórica, necesitas más, claro. Bueno, lo que les estaba diciendo, que cuesta mucho ser auténtica, señora. Y en estas cosas no hay que ser rácana, porque una es más auténtica cuanto más se parece a lo que ha soñado de sí misma.
Agrado is a man who transforms into a woman to feel more authentic. Agrado describes the price she had to pay to become the woman she wanted to be, concluding, "You are more authentic the more you resemble what you have dreamed of being." To be or not to be, being, becoming, identity has turned into one of the most politicized and slippery spaces. I let you hear now to monologue from Egyptian artist Sama Wali, who plays about the assonance of the Arabic words universe, to be, and the word she decided to invent, Kawan, as a translation of her idea of being.
Ana kunt kun, ana kunt kaina. أنا كنت الكون كله، كنت كاينة كل الكون. أنا كنت كاينة، أنا كاينة، أنا لسه كاينة. أنا كاينة كنت وكاينة كاينة. أنا كاينة كنت اللي أنا كايناه، وأنا كاينة كنت اللي أنا كنته. أنا لسه كاينة كنت والكيان، وهفضل أكون الكيان والكنت. أنا هفضل أكون، هكون الكائنة والكيان. أنا هكون الكنت، أنا هكون الكون. طب والكوان ده إيه هو؟ إيه معناه؟ هو مش الكوان اللي أنا كايناه، ولا هو الكوان اللي أنا هكونه. هو الكوان اللي هو كونه، هو الكوان اللي الكون كونه. هو الكون، هو الكون كله. هو مش هو ولا هو هي، هو الكون. هو نفس الكون اللي الناس بيكونوه، وهو نفس الكون اللي البحر بيكونه، هو نفس الكون اللي الجبل بيكونه، هو نفس الكون اللي النفس بتكونه، وهو الكون اللي أنا بكونه. فهو أنا، أنا الكون، وأنا البحر، وأنا الجبل، وأنا الناس. أنا ناس، أو على رأي منا، أنا ناس كتير، أنا ناس كتير. طب لو أنا أنا، والجبل أنا، والكون أنا، والهوى أنا، إيه هو الأنا بقى؟ أنا بشر وأرض وهوى ومية، أنا كل حاجة. أنا الكون، أنا إن حاجة تكون. بس برضو ايه انا؟ ايه انا وانا ماشيه بين البشر بتحرك زي السمكه في البر؟ ايه انا لو ما عنديش عيون بتشوف؟ ايه انا لو ما عنديش ودان بتسمع من غير بق بيطلع صوت؟ ايه انا لو كل اللي عندي نقطه اتوجدت في الفراغ، الفراغ اللي هو انا، الفراغ الراقص، الفراغ اللي اتخلق من العدم، اتخلق من سؤال، من فكرة، عشان يكون فراغ. والفراغ بينمي الفراغ، والفراغ بيموت الفراغ. طب وإيه هو الفراغ غير كلمة؟ كلمة اتولدت من سؤال، من فكرة. وإيه أنا لو كنت مجرد فراغ؟ كمان أنا اتولدت من فكرة، من العدم، وبقيت عشان أنمي نفسي وأقتلها. وإيه إحنا ككون؟ إحنا برضو الفراغ، الفراغ المطلق، لا بيحيا ولا بيموت. مش الكون برضو مجرد كلمة؟ كلمة مشروحة ومتشرحة، كلمة اتولدت من العدم. فلو كان الكون هو كوان الكل، ولو كان الكل هو المجموعة الكاملة، فإيه اللي مجمعها؟ مش اللي بيجمع برضو مجرد كلمة؟ طب وإيه الكلمة؟ إيه الكلمة غير صوت؟ صوت بيحيا وبيموت، صوت اتولد من العدم، صوت بيدخل وبيطلع، بيطلع عشان يدخل، زي النفس اللي هو الكون، اللي هو من غيره بجد مش هكون.
And what about you? How do you build your being? Philosopher and poet Edouard Glissant recognizes his identity is not a monolith idea. We are because we are in relation with the other. Our roots are like the ones of a plant or a tree. They make us grow by the meeting of other roots, and they meet like crossing hands. Glissant claims that each identity builds itself in a creative process which he defines as creolisation, inspired by the Creole language, born to the mix of cultures.
C'est maintenant c'est une langue à part entière qui s'est formée sur à partir d'un fond lexical précis et dans un substrat particulier. Et évidemment, on comprend bien pourquoi le créole, qui est à majorité lexicale française, a cette sonorité, parce que les esclaves, donc déportés, qui se sont retrouvés de différentes nations, ne pouvant pas communiquer entre eux, ils entendaient ce que disaient les maîtres, ils le reprenaient, mais par leur gosier, par leur organe phonatoire, par leur organe phonatoire, par leur organe phonatoire.
You have heard Organ Phonatoire issued from the album Big Sun by the Martinican composer Chassol, which sonically translates the Creole. Like languages, identities are not transparent. Glissant starts from the idea that each identity, even our own, has obscure sides. He thus reivindicates the right to opacity. This idea becomes a strong political tool in opposition to identity nationalisms based on a fake universality of the Western world. You don't have to understand the other to live and build with him or her anymore. You don't have to reduce a person to a truth he or she has not generated on their own. It is time to recognize that identity is opaque and relational. Thought of self and thought of the other here become obsolete in their duality. In the following and last work, I invite you to go beyond the separation between you and the other, me and you, following the rhythm of the Moroccan artist Youssef Fouchra's breathings in Expiration Recurrente of 2012.
Thank you.
In this state of mind, according to Glissant, monolingualism does not work anymore in our contemporaneity. Any contemporary writer is not monolingual, even if he knows one language, because he writes in presence of all languages in the world. If identity has become the battleground of political confrontation, what should we expect when finding that the space for self-definition is no longer available? I will let you think about it while listening to the very last work, I hope for Intera, from the composer and audio artist Pamela Zed, Geek Speak.
The basic simple definition of a geek.
I don't know how to articulate it really, but
jargon geek speak.
I think a nerd is somebody who.
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds.
What I call a geek.
The basic, simple, nerd's
got to be sort of smart or something. How would a geek
the
can just
computer
kind of
geek stuff?
Word geek.
Oh, a nerd is
a language. We
I like all that math.
And I refer
geek stuff
to as geeking out.
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds a machine or a really esoteric, like logical, to be really fascinating construct and likes to and understands it, see what its limits are, and see exactly what it entails, play with it, and to the extent that they probably find it slightly more fascinating than conversation with most people.
The Unix operating system. I mean, when we say PC operating system, we probably...
Mac. No question.
Which is a personal computer that came out in the mid-80s.
All the aspects of Unix that people hate.
I've heard good things about Plan 9, though.
I don't know how to articulate it really, but
an incredible piece of cruft.
It's so gross. It's so crufty. It's this big organic
hacks piled on kludges, piled on unstable foundations. Really frightening to look at.
Translate all the computer stuff. The machines had the ability to handle it. before the operating system did, and then eventually had to go back and write an operating system to CX, where you have to buy a little enabler patch 32-bit mode. But the way that they've designed the system software is that you can tell the system to not look in the ROM for the information, but to look somewhere else in the system. And they just rewrite it in the system, and they change the pointer to where that particular bit of data is. It's physically hardwired into this little piece of information. Is this little piece of information?
There's a couple things. One of them is spamming. I'd be pretty much toast. That's not a good thing.
And when you get the math wrong, you're toast. Get me in a lot of trouble. That would probably toast me.
Another thing that might be good to fry myself with.
Internet protocol, one little teeny control panel, Mac TCP. All that does is just translate all the computer stuff into TCP IP, and then it's done. Bang. You know, things can still try and like grab memory space that they're not supposed to be able to grab and collapse the whole thing.
Cool little box that it was so beautiful in that it was all structured.
Cool little
this
box.
Is actually very, very, very cool.
That's just
this
a cool really thing in and of itself. Like, how cool? Like, that's just a cool thing in and of itself. Like, how cool? Someone's.
The most exciting thing in modern.
Cool! Although I do dream of computers, and I had one really weird dream where I was trying to move my arm by double clicking on it.
//backslash/lasersgate/backslash/lasersgate/backslash/lasersgate/backslash/lasersgate/backslash/lasersgate/backslash/lasersgate.
And I would have to put that in the geek category.
NER. Okay, so we're reading from the second college edition of the American Dictionary.
A carnival performer whose show consists of bizarre acts such as biting the head off a flying
chicken. A geek is a person that bites chickens' heads off.
Well, a geek eats chickens' heads. A nerd eats pizza.
Of biting the head off a live chicken or snake.
The origins of the word aren't terribly pleasant.
Oh, a nerd is a...
Noun, slang, a socially inept, foolish, or ineffectual person.
Somebody that orders their pizza by their fax modem. Just fax in their orders for their pizza, and it gets delivered to their workplace, and they never have to leave.
What I call a geek, I think is what they call a nerd.
So nerds can be hip, but be nerds. But geeks, by definition, can't be hip.
So all geeks are nerds. So that's one aspect where I think
of
as a
nerd. So I would nerd sort of call myself better than that. Nerd doesn't have to be pejorative. Nerd can somehow be someone who's just really into their thing. Geek is just a loser completely somehow.
He was a nerd, not a geek, though, in that he doesn't really any good at anything.
A nerd's got to be sort of smart or something, but a geek can just kind of be...
A geek, you know, on the other hand, touch with, I think it's sort of the mainstream. If somebody who's a bit out of touch with
their mother dresses them funny, they talk
one
funny.
One who eats computer bugs.
It might be a little
more
technical
people
that nerds
terrible.
Are better than geeks, though.
When you start calling something by its acronym, then you've moved a step towards it. And when you've taken the acronym and start pronouncing the acronym as if it were a word, then you're being geeky.
That's where the geek code is.
You're
a computer geek. New Hacker's Dictionary, there it is.
FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol, but people use it as an adjective, like, oh, I'll FTP that, not adjective, people use it as a verb, like, I'll FTP that over.
I have an entry for geek code and geek out. Maybe either a fundamentally clueless individual or a proto-hacker, also called turbo nerd, turbo geek.
You'll be geek code. GUI for graphical user interface, and CLUI for command line user interface.
You know, very technical conversation with someone in a context where this might not be considered really a great thing to do. So if you're at a party, you might say, oh, hold on, I'm going to geek out.
I mean, the pride comes and it's like, yeah, you know, this is who I am. A pocket protector, a slide rule is something of like, you know, not slide rule because calculators work better. But like, you know, like a pocket protector or like taping your glasses, it's like, you know, you just, like having your glasses look nice is just not a priority. It just doesn't matter. You know, you'll dress how your parents dressed you in some like 1940s whatever. And so you've got like this bad knockoff of 1940s clothing. You know, why would I spend money on clothes when I could buy an external hard drive?
This is actually, I didn't explain at all before. It's a cycle of radio shows which is called Sonic Panoramas. And each time we are invited to respond to specific issues with a sound selection. So of course, some of the works are issued from the archives. For example, in that selection I play today, the work of Younes Babali is in South Radio Archives, Youssef Ushra, as well, and Sama Wali and Hannibal Anderson, actually, at least everyone of them. But Chassol, it was suggested by Chloe, The last one also Pamela said is not included in the archive. So each time, actually, starting from the specific thematic, we combine, it depends, a selection in our archive and in dialogue with other pieces that we found relevant, coherent, interesting to include in the discourse, actually. So yeah, it really depends. So for example, in this specific case, I was interested in Younes's work because of the fact that Mohamed is, you know, Tout le monde s'appelle Mohamed. I think it's very it's problematic and interesting the fact that, for example, in streets of Morocco, when you say Mohamed, but also in Brussels, actually, whereas there is Moroccan Maghrebian people, Muslim people, let's say, Mohamed is the name with which you can call someone who you don't know the name, and actually it's the name of the prophet. So I think it's quite interesting for an identity discourse on identities. Then I was interested in Hannibal Anderson's work, because in that case it was all a work of sonic identification in the present moment. So also the identification, also you can identify in something you hear. So I was interested in that. My work is a performance that, voila, it's quite clear why I related to identity, and also Agrado, for example, my movie of Almodovar. In the radio show, I just put the sound because I found it very, very crucial. I think I could have put just the video and go outside to smoke a cigarette. I think it would be enough, because I think it's really powerful what she says, the fact that it's more a case of being authentic rather than being identical to yourself. Then Chassol, because it was this, Chloé, who works also with South Radio, suggested because of the relationship and the musicality with the Creole. And Expiration Recurrente, I'm sorry, because actually didn't hear, but Youssef Ouchra make this work on the rhythm of his breathing. And of course, speaking about identity, what for me it's interesting as well, beyond identities, beyond everything, what we have in common, and the breathing, the rhythm of the breathing is probably the thing that we all have in common. And then actually Pamela said, I put it because I liked it. No, I'm joking. No, because actually, but I improvised it. But there is a reason why I choose her, because there we are really in a kind of very specific identity, the geeks and the nerd. And I like how her explodes through the language, through the crucial words that identify a nerd, a geek, and this kind of voices and accents, how she deconstructed it. So deconstructed a kind of identity, a fixed identity. I don't know if I answered to your question. I hope so.